Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Wednesday the 23rd of August and this is Red Men Bite Size here with all of your daily updates. So we've got quite a lot to talk about today, to be honest with you. We've got Andre, we've got McAllister news, Louis Diaz, Trent Alexander-Arnold news as well, something about Gravenberch and Piero Hincapie, if that's how you say that, as well as a deadline that's been set for Sofran Amrabat. Amrabat, even. So we're going to start off with the big news, and the big news is this, that Andre has rejected Manchester United and agreed terms with Liverpool Football Club. Looks like Liverpool have made an opening offer for Andre, and that has been rejected out of hand. £25.5 million or €30 million offer from the Reds for Andre, the defensive midfielder, currently plying his trade at Fluminense. This one isn't as cut and dry as it might seem on the surface, though, because ESPN Brazil are reporting that Fluminense have rejected Liverpool's offer out of hand and have responded by informing them that they, even if they lodge an improved bid, that they will not consider his sale. And one of the reasons for this is because, as we all know by now, I think, or anyone who's got their finger on the pulse of Liverpool's transfer news, which is pretty much every Liverpool fan around the world, that everyone will know that Fluminense are currently still in the Copa Libertadores and their season doesn't finish yet. And they do not want to sell Andre or until maybe they've been knocked out or the season's ended. In an ideal world, I think, for Fluminense, they'll be keeping Andre until the end of the season, and then Liverpool could potentially sign him in January. Although, speaking to the Red Men TV, Brazilian journalist Emmanuel Luis says that Andre has already agreed personal terms with Liverpool. So Emmanuel Luis spoke to Dan Club. He's a journalist over in Brazil, and he has told him that Liverpool have agreed terms with Andre, and he's rejected Manchester United's approach. So, and I quote, "Manchester United went to Andre's camp to talk to them about a possible negotiation. What they said was the player has personal terms agreed with Liverpool, personal already agreed, that's done." Again, speaking to Dan Club on Red Men Plus, the player said to Fluminense, "The situation today, I called some guys close to Andre, and they said to me, Andre said to Fluminense, I want to go to Liverpool, I want to go, I have personal terms agreed. That's fine, but Fluminense said, we're not going to say right now because the Copa Libertadores that we already knew." So, according to Brazilian journalist, as brought to you by Red Men Plus, he has agreed terms with us. Whether we'll be able to get him over the line this summer or whether it's a January signing, we will find out, I suppose, in the next 9 days. Because if he doesn't sign before the transfer deadline, then the likelihood is Liverpool will go back in. And the day after, I've heard, the day after the transfer deadline, Liverpool will lodge that bid, and it should be sorted relatively soon if we are to get him in January. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty good all told, isn't it, that Liverpool is still moving in the market. Obviously James Pearce wrote an article, didn't he, I think it was yesterday or potentially the day before, saying that Liverpool aren't really in the market for a number six this summer. That sort of feeds into the maybe Andre thing is coming in January, but he's pretty much the most valuable player right now in Brazilian football, and you can understand why Fluminense, who are now the favourites for the Copa Libertadores, by the way, do not want to let the MVP go. Moving on to the next story, Alexis McAllister's red card has quite rightfully been overturned. The red card, obviously, against Bournemouth was given by Thomas Bramall, the referee, and now The three-match ban has been overturned, which is obviously a huge boost for Liverpool. So he'll be available against Newcastle, Aston Villa and Wolves, which, of course, if the red card was to have stood, he wouldn't have been. FA spokesman has said an independent regulatory commission has removed Alexis McAllister's three-match suspension following a claim of wrongful dismissal. The midfielder was sent off for a serious foul play during the Premier League game against Bournemouth on Saturday, the 19th of August. Brilliant news, I think. Dermot Gallagher, I'd already come out and said he doesn't think it was a high tackle and it wasn't a red card. Loads of people in and around football have been saying no way it's a red card. And for once, the FA and the Referees Association or this commission has actually seen sense and done the right thing. So precedent set, as far as I'm concerned, and order restored. Talking about restored players this time, Luis Diaz and Trent Alexander-Arnold have been in Liverpool training. Obviously, when we came out of the game against Bournemouth, Trent was hobbling a little bit, one of his legs bandaged up a little bit and stuff like that. So, but we were a little bit concerned about it. And now we know that those two were in training yesterday. So yeah, brilliant for us. The players that were missing though yesterday, Thiago, Stefan Bajcetic, Kurt Jones and Ibrahima Konate weren't pictured, as well as Alexis McAllister. But good news there, I think, for obviously Alexis McAllister, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Luis Diaz. I think we will see some kind of involvement with Thiago and maybe Bajcetic on the subs bench. I don't really know what's going on with Ibu Konate or Kurt Jones. We obviously know Kurt Jones has been injured, so we'll find out in the coming days whether they train before the game against Newcastle on Sunday.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So the VAR has been named for the game against Newcastle, and Liverpool fans, myself included, will not be happy to hear that it is exactly the same VAR referee as was appointed in our last game. Konstantin Hatzidakis, potentially. So yeah, brilliant. The official literally involved in the McAllister red card has now been appointed to oversee the Reds' second game in a row from the VAR position. Great. I'm sure he'll be made up that the decision for McAllister to get a red card was overturned and will be completely unbiased in the game against Newcastle and will not be fuming at the Reds for appealing said decision. Yeah, I could talk about it. I'm only going to say the thoughts that you're all having right now. So I'll move on to the next story. And this is from Rafa Honigstein in The Athletic. And he's talking about Gravenberch's future being uncertain as Bayern are now weighing up the sale of the a sale of the 21-year-old. The Netherlands international is now open to a move away from Bayern Munich after seeing limited game time in his first season at the club. He only started 3 games, never played more than 45 minutes in a single match. Tuchel left him on the bench for the 4-0 win over Werder Bremen on Friday. And even though his teammates have been praising his performances, it doesn't look that Thomas Tuchel fancies him either. The 49-year-old is keen to use any proceeds for the signing of a specialist holding midfielder, which is interesting, isn't it? Because I think Tuchel's right here, and I think everybody knows this, don't they? That Ryan Gravenberch isn't a specialist number 6 DM. He could be moulded into a ball-playing, deep-lying midfielder, of course, and we wait to see whether that is somebody that Jurgen Klopp wants to work with. I'm sure he does. I'm sure that he's followed him for a good 18 months or so now, and I'm sure that Jurgen Klopp could mould him into the exact type of player that we need, and what that player is, I'll leave that up to Jurgen Klopp. We've been linked with a centre-back, Piero Hincapié, which is really interesting, actually. He plays for Bayern Leverkusen at the moment, obviously under the tutelage of Xabi Alonso. And The Guardian saying that the Reds will present a first offer for the 21-year-old player. Hincapié has a contract with Leverkusen until 27. However, the team leadership is open to listen to the offer, which was close to $45 million, according to the Daily Express. He's short experience. He hasn't had a lot of experience so far in his young career. And he was kind of recovering from an injury, and I think he's been suspended as well. So wait with bated breath on this one, really. But according to the English media, Liverpool have made a formal approach to ask what conditions Leverkusen would accept for the Ecuadorian central defender. So maybe there's something to be done in that market between now and the end of the transfer window. Another guy that has been talked about for so long in terms of a move into the Premier League for Liverpool or Manchester United is Sofyan Amrabat. And Fiorentina have apparently approached Amrabat and said, we need to set a deadline. That deadline is going to be 48 to 72 hours. So by close of play on Friday, Amrabat will have to decide whether he's coming or going. It doesn't look likely that Liverpool will be in the market for Sofyan Amrabat, having already signed Endo last Friday, I think it was. But it's interesting to see whether he'll go. Obviously, the performance of Casemiro for Manchester United will have alarmed them, shall we say, in the first couple of games. So I imagine that Manchester United will move for him. Hopefully they don't get him, because I really do think he's a good player. And it's a money that's not too much of a stretch for them. Well, certainly not a stretch for Manchester United. So there you go. So that are the news stories. We've got one offer for you, though. It ends at midnight tonight on Wednesday, the 23rd of August. In fact, it ends at 11:59 p.m. The code is ENDO, E-N-D-O. If you want to put that in and get 50% off a yearly captain subscription, you can do. But it is a last chance saloon in terms of this code. So go to redmenplus.com, select yourself as a yearly captain, and you will get 50% off. You'll get a season's worth of content. Breaking news now, according to, well, everybody's been reporting the Andre news from us. Dan is doing an incredible job speaking to these journalists from all around the world. So if you want the news before the aggregator sites get them, Redmen Plus is the place. Use the code ENDO, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.